Not that way, Jasper, I said. He cared nothing for me, of course. He loped off, deliberately disobedient. What a nuisance he is, I said aloud, and I scrambled up the rocks after him, pretending to myself I did not want to go to the other beach. Oh, well, I thought, it can't be helped. After all, Maxim is not with me. It's nothing to do with me. I splashed through the pools on the rocks, humming a tune. The cove looked different when the tide was out, less formidable. There was only about 3 feet of water in the tiny harbor. A boat would just float there comfortably, I supposed, at dead low water. The buoy was still there. It was painted white and green. I had not noticed that before, perhaps because it had been raining. The coloring was indistinct. There was no one on the beach. I walked across the shingle to the other side of the cove and climbed the low stone wall of the jetty arm. Jasper ran on ahead as though it was his custom. There was a rim in the wall and an iron ladder descending to the water. That's where the dinghy would be tied, I suppose, and one would climb to it from the ladder. The buoy was just opposite, about 30 feet away. There was something written on it. I craned my neck sideways to read the lettering. Je reviens. What a funny name. Not like a boat. Perhaps it had been a French boat, though. A fishing boat. Fishing boats sometimes had names like that. Happy return, I'm here. Those sort of names. Je reviens. I come back. Yes, I suppose. It was quite a good name for a boat. Only it had not been right for that particular boat, which would never come back again.